Welcome to the Charisma News Podcast. I'm Taylor Berglund, Associate Editor of Charisma Magazine, and today we're continuing our ongoing coverage of the Global Church, a miniseries here on the Charisma News Podcast. Today we are actually starting a bit of an informal two-parter here with two different pastors of major Pentecostal churches based in Singapore. Now, Singapore is a really interesting country, as we will find out over the next couple interviews. And so today, we're starting this conversation with my conversation with Reverend Dominic Yeo. He's the senior pastor of Trinity Christian Center, and he's also the general superintendent of the Assemblies of God in Singapore and the secretary of the Assemblies of God worldwide. But he took some time out of his busy schedule in the middle of the pandemic that was raging to talk to me about what it's like to minister in Singapore and the unique challenges and opportunities that the country provides. So we'll get into my conversation with Reverend Dominic right after this message from our sponsor.
Liberty University is more than just exceptional academic programs, NCAA athletics, and state-of-the-art facilities. They believe in training champions for Christ. Their students are innovators, leaders, and dreamers who carry Liberty's mission into hundreds of professions. They know that where academic excellence and unwavering faith meet, there is Liberty. Explore their campus virtually and learn how you can train as a champion for Christ online or on campus by texting Charisma to the number 49596. Again, text Charisma to the number 49596.
Welcome back to the Charisma News Podcast. Today, I am so excited to welcome over the phone lines here, Reverend Dominic. Reverend Dominic, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Really good. Yes.
Well, I'm so excited to talk with you. We were just talking about before we started recording here how there is like a 12-hour gap in time between our two countries. Reverend Dominic is calling all the way from Singapore, where he's the senior pastor of Trinity Christian Center, the general superintendent of the Assemblies of God in Singapore, and the secretary of the Assemblies of God worldwide. So, Reverend Dominic, you really stay busy, huh?
Do we try to?
Yeah. I'm really excited to hear from you just what the Holy Spirit is doing in Singapore right now. But first, for maybe some of our listeners who aren't as familiar with you and your ministry, can you briefly share a little bit of your testimony?
Well, I came to know Christ in 1980, got saved with a radical background, you know, so God saved me radically, and I just love Him. And I came into the ministry in 1985. So I've been serving as a pastor in Trinity Christian Center, the church I'm pastoring today. So I was serving as the youth pastor, and then within a couple of years began to then give leadership to the children, the youth, and to the campus ministry, the university students. And then subsequently went around doing quite a bit of church planting, church training, consultation with churches in Asia, and then went all the way into Latin America. So I spent quite a bit of time in Argentina, in Colombia, ministering in the, and training churches during those times. And right about in 2005, became the lead pastor of the church where I got saved, so to speak, and where I began my ministry. And so today I've been the lead pastor, and we have a great church. I mean, we have a membership of over 10,000 in our congregation. We've been doing streaming online for the last few years, and so we're used to a digital cyber platform. But we have a very strong congregation that comes to our church. That knows how to give to the Lord in missions, as well as our capital campaign in the building projects. In fact, we raise more money for our building projects than compared to a lot of other churches in Singapore and around the world as well. And we have a pastoral staff count of about 68 pastors that are on our payroll of the church. Yeah. So God is good. He's blessing us, and by His grace, the team works really hard, and so they make me look really good.
Well, that's great. So I'm curious then, I feel like every country has its sort of unique aspects to it. And so I'm curious then, what is the experience like of being a Christian in Singapore? Are there a lot of Christians there? Is it a minority? Is it well supported? What's sort of the climate there?
Well, in Singapore, we experience an open heaven. Yes, Singapore is one of those countries that has been blessed by God. The percentile of believers, born again believers, Bible believing, basically range between 15 to 17%, right? Depending on how you look at it. And in fact, even with that, so in the Member of Parliament, which is our government ministers, we do have quite a high percentile of those who are also Christians. And so we see basically an open heaven over our country, and there is a freedom of worship compared to the nations around us. We have the freedom to just worship the Lord. We have the freedom to even propagate our faith, because it's enshrined in our constitution for that to take place. And so we could do evangelism. We could, you know, share the gospel with someone on the street of a different religion as well, and not get persecuted for it. And so it's wonderful to live in this country and to have an open heaven of God. And so to some people who have come from overseas to Singapore, they will say that you are in a state of revival. But for us, we don't see it as revival. We see it as open heaven. And so getting people saved is not difficult here. The key is actually discipleship for us.
I'm interested by that term you used, open heavens. For you, what does that mean, and why do you prefer that term compared to revival?
Well, for revival to take place, there must be great transformation. At this point, we don't see that kind of transformation that we would love to see. Take for instance, in Singapore, let's take the baseline figure of 15%. 15% of Singaporeans have come to know Jesus Christ. I compare that to a nation like Guatemala that has over 50%. And so when I look in that in that comparison, I wouldn't say that we are at that place. When I look at Argentina, the scores of people coming to know Jesus Christ, I mean, in a singular one-night event, it's just tremendous. You don't see that in Singapore. However, having said that, if you share with somebody about Christ on the street, don't be surprised that they will come to know Jesus Christ. Yeah. So there is an openness, and that's why we call it an open heaven. Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense. Thanks for explaining that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
So it sounds, in general, what you're describing sounds great in Singapore right now. That said, I know that also there's challenges and there's struggles for every body of believers everywhere in the world. Mm-hmm. What are some of the biggest needs and problems facing Christians in Singapore right now?
The way I look at it, because Singapore is an urbanized society, mm-hmm. and we are a city, all right, so... if you know the geography of Singapore, we are a small little island, and you can drive from east to west within an hour. Anything more, you'll be in the ocean. You go south to north within an hour. You drive more than an hour, you are actually into Malaysia. So we are a small island, and we're urbanized. We are so modernized as a city. In fact, we are probably one of the most modern city in the Far East. Technologically, we are basically advanced compared to most countries of the world. Singapore is one of the Silicon Valley, San Francisco, Singapore, and Bangalore, India. These are the three points. Singapore is one of the major financial hub in Asia. And so as a country, we are prosperous. As a country, we are modern, and we have the luxury as well as the pains of modern humanity in the sense of having lots of choices to make. I mean, just thinking about food, what do I eat today? These are the pain of modern humanity that has lots of choices. And therefore, because of that, I find Singapore not really different from some of the more advanced first world nations around the world. And one of the things that we would face, one of the great challenges, if I were to say, one of the great challenges that any ministry will experience in Singapore is this consumeristic mentality. Singaporeans by far and large are consumeristic. They just consume. And so even in a church setting, you see consumeristic Christian believers who will just go from churches to churches, just consuming the products that the churches would dish out to them. And if they don't like it, they just move on. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so this whole movement from one church to another without lots of loyalty, without lots of commitment, is one of the great challenge, most ministers in Singapore would find. The other is the convenience orientation. So 2C, consumeristic mentality and a convenience orientation. If the timing is good, I will be there. If the location is accessible, I can be there. But if the timing's bad, don't bet on it. And so, these are stuff that we are faced with these challenges. And so in the church, you see that. In society, you see the same as well. And so, because in Singapore, it's easy to get from one point to the other. And so it's quite convenient. And because of that, people live in that. We're so efficient with the ability to get something done so quickly. And so, you want it done immediately, like now. If you don't, and so if you don't get it now, then, it's out of the window. And so those are some of the challenges, I would say very honestly as a ministry, we face not just here in Singapore, but in other first world nations, but particularly in Singapore, in a smaller setting in terms of a land mass, and with a 5.6 million living on this little island, it gets accentuated a lot more. Yeah.
I appreciate that. No, and I think that makes a lot of sense. And what you describe sounds very similar to a lot of the needs and challenges that we're currently facing in the United States right now with churches. Yeah. You mentioned before when you were talking about your testimony that you had a background of working in South America, and then obviously you're also the Secretary of the Assemblies of God worldwide. And so that has given you a very international perspective on what's mm-hmm. going on in the body of Christ. Have you observed based on that then that would you say that I'm trying to figure out the best way to word this, so feel free to take this however you want on it, but would you say that the way that Singapore does church is very similar to the way that other first world nations that you were referring to, like the United States or many of the places in Europe or that sort of thing, is very similar to the way that they do church as well? Or are there differences to the ways that you guys meet and gather together?
Well, in terms of the worship service format, it's pretty similar. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you come to Trinity and you worship with us, it will be not much different if you go to Lakewood and worship with Billy Joe. Austin as well, or go to any other churches. So the worship style is kind of similar. The kind of music may differ from churches to churches based on the genre of music, but generally the look and feel, of worship services in Singapore would be, I would say, similar. Yeah.
Okay, cool. I just thought I'd check on that. So since with all of your background working in different countries, I figure you'd be very qualified to speak to that or any differences there. One other thing that I think is really crucial for our listeners is, how do you see the Holy Spirit at work in your church, but also in the Assemblies of God in Singapore right now?
Yeah, that's a very good question. In fact, because of the consumeristic and because of the convenient orientation, it's not about education that is going to break those mindset. It has to be through the power of the Holy Spirit, not by might, not by power, but by the Holy Spirit. And I think that is so important, because as I travel worldwide in the Assemblies of God, setting and even outside the Assemblies of God, I discovered more and more, most churches are wanting us to talk about the Holy Spirit. Most churches are wanting us to teach about the Holy Spirit. It's not just about who is the Holy Spirit, but it is about experiencing the Holy Spirit. And I believe until and unless a person experiences the person and the power of the Holy Spirit, then transformation cannot come. A lot of what we are doing is that we're preaching to people and we are only attacking them intellectually. We engage with them cognitively. And, you know, cognitive engagement is not going to bring a change unless it goes down into where their heart is. Because let me just say, you and I read the Word of God. And the Word of God is just the Word of God. And many of us as Christians do read the Word of God. The big difference here is that we need the Holy Spirit to illuminate the Word, which is just information. Because, you know, a lot of people are just reading, digesting information. But until the Holy Spirit illuminates the information, it will then come forth as revelation. And revelation is that which actually caused deep transformation to take place in people's life. Because with revelation will come a deep-seated conviction. And it is that conviction that caused people to break out of where they are, break out of their consumeristic and their convenient mindset, so that true discipleship can then be manifested. And so Taylor, you made a very good observation, a very good question with regards to the Holy Spirit. And so I think as we are coming close to Pentecost Sunday, I think it's imperative that churches preach about the Holy Spirit and then move in the demonstration of the power of the Holy Spirit. We need to give space to the Holy Spirit to move in our churches, to move in our services, so that men and women experience Him all over again. You know, I think of Simon Peter. I mean, after Jesus was crucified, he ran away. And then after the resurrection of Christ, now let me tell you, he was still going back fishing in John chapter 21. He was the one who instigated the folks to go back fishing. But it wasn't until Acts chapter 1 where he was told to tarry in Jerusalem. And so he and that group went up to the upper room. And there the power of the Holy Spirit, the person of the Holy Spirit, and the presence of the Holy Spirit changed his life. And then Peter preached his first sermon. Where did that transformation take place? Through the power, presence, and the person of the Holy Spirit. Yeah, so I just can't underscore that more than that. But to help us understand, we need the Holy Spirit. Yeah. Not just in Singapore, but worldwide.
I think that's a great point. Well, that's most of the questions I've got for you today. Is there anything else that you would like our listeners to know?
Yeah, maybe let me take a little bit of time to maybe expand a little bit on this thing about the Holy Spirit.
Please do.
You know, we love the cross because it is in the cross where you and I experience salvation. But Christianity cannot stay just at that cross. Now, Jesus wanted the disciples to experience Pentecost. So there is what I call a spiritual journey of moving from the cross to Pentecost. A lot of churches, as I travel, and Trinity Christian Center, we are involved in 55 countries around the world. Through our ministry of church training, consultation, as well as church planting. We know for a fact that believers love to hang out at the cross because in the cross, that's where they find salvation. In the cross, that's where they experience grace. And boy, we all need grace. It's true, we all need grace. But you know what? If all that we're experiencing is just salvation, forgiveness, and grace, then I tell you, we never grow up. because we need to make the journey to Pentecost, because it is at Pentecost where grace is now translated to power, where salvation then is translated to discipleship. Yeah, where we become disciples. And so that journey from the cross to Pentecost is to me a spiritual journey that the Church of Jesus Christ worldwide, whether it's in the stateside, in Singapore, in Africa, or even in China, we need to embrace the cross and then move that in that journey towards Pentecost, where we encounter the Holy Spirit. And then to me, that's where we are going to see the greatest evangelization take place, the greatest harvest that is yet to come. I believe it's only when the church experiences Pentecost that that's going to happen. Yeah.
Well, Reverend Dominic, thank you so much for coming on the show today, for talking to us, for sharing your heart, your faith, and what the Holy Spirit is doing in your country. We're all praying for you there, and we're thankful for the work that you're doing.
Thank you. Thank you, Taylor. And thank you, Charisma.
Absolutely. Would you mind closing the podcast with a prayer?
Sure.
Oh, thank you.
Father, we want to thank you for your grace. We want to thank you that you are a good God. We thank you, Lord, that you are the God who has left the Holy Spirit to be with us. Because, Father, thank you that you heeded the prayer of Jesus Christ, that when he ascended, that he will ask the Father to send us the Paraclete, the Comforter, to be with us. Lord, today we thank you for the Holy Spirit that is here, he who walked alongside us so that we will never walk alone. And I pray, Father, that every believer will recognize that the person, the presence, and the power of the Holy Spirit is available to them the very moment they receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And I pray, oh God, that every believer will walk with the Spirit-filled power, and that they will manifest the power of the Holy Spirit in and through their life. And so, Lord, let every listener to this podcast be blessed, and may they seek after you, and may they find you, and may they just then move in the demonstration of signs and wonders for your glory. And so to that end, we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. You've been listening to Reverend Dominic here on the Charisma News Podcast, part of the Charisma Podcast Network. I'm Taylor Berglund, and thanks for joining us.